The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
A young man from Hampton Roads is now serving 6 life terms plus 118 years in a southwestern Virginia prison. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project talks about his story as told in the Norfolk Virginian Pilot.
Yes, this is an excellent two-part story by Lewis Hansen, who takes a look at Virginia's juvenile justice system, which has been the subject of many investigations over the years. It's the case of Trayvon Blount, who was a young man, kind of lived on the streets, was taken in by a gang, and at age 15 went along with a couple of older gang members to try to hold up some folks at a party to rob them of some cash and some marijuana.
David, they held a group of people at gunpoint, though no shots were fired. The two older robbers, who according to witnesses were the leaders, made plea deals. They were sentenced to 10 and 13 years in prison. Blount pleaded not guilty to 51 charges and went to trial. What happened next?
He was found guilty, and the judge had in the case sentenced him to 118 years plus 6 life sentences. This was in 2008. 2 years later, the U.S. Supreme Court, citing scientific studies, found that it was unconstitutional to sentence a juvenile to life without a chance of parole.
Blount's lawyers appealed the sentence, and the state Supreme Court rejected that appeal. The justices said, David, that he will, in fact, have a chance for parole.
There is a provision for geriatric prison release. Prisoners are eligible once they turn 60. But Hansen also reported that last year, less than 1% of all eligible prisoners who applied were granted geriatric release.
The state legal process is now at an end. Defense lawyers have asked a federal judge in Norfolk to order a new sentencing hearing. Our next story, David, is from Halifax County, where Faye Satterfield will keep her place on the Halifax County School Board.
I just had no idea what to expect. We put it in the Lord's hands.
Satterfield had to wait until 3 days past Election Day to declare victory. Why?
The incumbent, Faye Satterfield, and her challenger, Rita Best, each ended up with 686 votes. The next day, the county election officers canvassed the votes. More than 100 votes changed here and there, but when it all finished up, they each still had 686 votes.
Now, someone might immediately think there'd be a recount, but David, that's not the case here.
The Code of Virginia makes it very clear. When there is a tie break, the winner is chosen by lot, whatever method that can be determined locally.
And so on the Friday after Election Day, there was a drawing. Satterfield, the incumbent, came out the winner. The registrar's office said that while a recount could have been held, only a small number of paper ballots were involved, and they'd already been recounted. Most votes were recorded electronically, and those votes would not have changed. The drawing was held in public as required by law, and the story was covered by the South Boston News and Record. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You'll find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around Virginia at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.